Quran Quest. Yes, please. Quran Quest. Answering your Quranic questions.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. To all our brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You are listening to IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. The program is Quran Quest, where we examine the Quran verse by verse and extract the teachings. And to help us with all of that, we have our dear, beloved, always smiling brother Habib. Salam alaikum, dear brother. Thank you very much for being with us.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you for having me here.
It's always a joy to have you here. We always have some very, very interesting discussions. Well, with brother Habib, we're going through the chapters one by one and then through the verses one by one. And today we arrive on chapter 78, the tiding or An-Naba. Let's listen to a few verses from the beginning of this chapter and we'll be back for the rest of the discussion. Don't go away.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
عما يتساءلون.
About what are they asking one another?
عن النبأ العظيم.
About the great news.
الذي هم فيه مختلفون.
That over which they are in disagreement.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest, and you just heard a few verses from the beginning of chapter 78 of the Quran, An-Naba, or, as translated in English, the tiding. Let's start from the beginning of this chapter. Brother Habib, it begins by saying, about what do they question one another? An interesting beginning for a chapter. But first of all, who is they?
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. So first of all, we have to get a background about this chapter to actually answer your question, brother. Now, there are two interpretations for the first five verses. The first one is actually it's going to be talking about the day of judgment and resurrection. The second one is going to be talking about al-wilaya, or Amir al-Mu'minin alayhi salam. We'll talk more about that inshallah ta'ala. So it depends on the tafsir or interpretation that you're going with. And most of the interpreters state that this verse is talking about the questions arisen by the mushrikeen, the polytheists of the time, the infidels at the time, the Quraysh tribe who were against the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi, questioning the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi, making fun of the Prophet, and pretty much trying to harass the Prophet in any manner possible.
So when in the next verse it says about the great tiding, let me just read these two verses together. About what do they question one another? About the great tiding. When it's saying the great tiding, does it mean Prophet Muhammad's prophethood?
No. And this is the question I think should be, what is the great tiding, right? And there we have two interpretations here. I'm going to go with the, first of all, I'm going to start off with the mainstream interpretation available in the Sunni books, and then also some of our Shia scholars who also believe in this interpretation, and they state that the great tiding is the day of judgment, the day of resurrection. It's a question, they are asking and questioning each other, how is it possible, and how can something that has gone into non-existence come back to existence, right? And this question is actually a philosophical question. I'll get to it inshallah ta'ala. So this is the first interpretation.
Can you just stop you right there? When we're saying tiding, what is the vocabulary meaning, the lexical meaning of tiding? Is it this great change, or talking about a great change, or great news?
Great news. Naba in the Arabic language, when you say naba'a or a naba, it really means that not any news, but the great news, this big news, this very important, significant news.
Very important news.
So,
I'm just going to have to stop you on that note because we're going to go to the break and we'll continue this discussion right after the break. Don't go away.
إن سألتم عن الله فهو رحمن رحيم أنزل الشارع حنيفا رحمة للعالمين رحمة للعالمين.
This is Quran Quest on IRIB English Radio. It's a program that attempts to answer your questions pertaining to the Noble Quran. We'd be delighted to have your comments about the program. Just search Quran Quest on IRIB English Radio.
If you ask me who my God is, on whose name I call, if you ask me who my God is, He's the God of us all, Allah the Merciful. If you ask me what my book is that I hold in my hand, if you ask me what my book is, it's the Holy Quran, the Holy Quran.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest, and we are on verse 2 of chapter 78 of the Quran, chapter An-Naba. So just before the break, we said that An-Naba means a great news, very, very important news. And on verse 2, God is saying that there are people who have different opinions about the great tiding. We were studying the first three verses, and we said that the great tiding here means the day of judgment. But there are also other interpretations, as you said.
The second interpretation is that An-Naba al-Azim is al-Wilaya, or the allegiance of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam. Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam is An-Naba al-Azim, is the great tiding that they are indifferent about. They are indifferent about.
They dispute on.
Now, what really makes this the second interpretation more stronger than the first one, leave alone the sayings available in the heritage of the Shia school of thought, and also some sayings available in the Sunni school of thought, I want to talk about looking at this verse. الَّذِي هُمْ فِيهِ مُخْتَلِفُونَ. This great tidying, they differ in it. They differ in it. Not, they're not differing with us Muslims with it. They're not differing with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam about it.
They have
it
a dispute among themselves.
They have a dispute among themselves about this great tiding. And it is well known that the mushrikeen at the time, right? I'm not going to talk about the philosophers before them from Greek. They believed in that when we die, nothing happens. It's the end of our lives. There's nothing after it. As various verses state, and that shows their beliefs about that. Not only that, the history about the Arabs at the time was that they believed in what? They believed that when we die, we finish. That's it.
It's the end.
It's the end.
It's the end of our complete existence.
Exactly. It's the end of our complete existence, and how can someone bring us back to life?
Mm-hmm. Now, what is this? Why is this significant for us? So they have a dispute among themselves.
Huh. See, when they don't have a dispute about among themselves about the Day of Judgment, how can you interpret it as the Day of Judgment? The verse is saying they are disputing about An-Naba al-Azim. This Naba al-Azim, this great tidening, they differ between among themselves about it. While in history, different verses, they don't differ about the fact that about the Day of Judgment. They don't even believe in the Day of Judgment. Mm-hmm. They have an agreement that there is no such thing as a Day of Judgment.
But the verses say, so you're trying to conclude that the actual interpretation is the Walaya of Amir al-Mu'mineen, alayhi salam.
Yes. And see, there are differences between us Muslims, those who believe in the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alayhi, about this great significant belief system, and that is the allegiance towards Amir al-Mu'minin alayhi salam and the successors of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alayhi. There's a big debate between, it's the debate between the Sunnis and the Shias, even during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alayhi. There are people who would know about the Caliph after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alayhi, the successor, because like any rational man, right? And how about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alayhi? He has to put someone after him. There has to be a successor. He has to plan forward. So Allah planned for Amir al-Mu'minin alayhi salam. Yet, even that, during the life of the Prophet, there were some people who were in discussion, disbelief, not following the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alayhi, about the allegiance of Amir al-Mu'minin alayhi salam. And I think we still need to talk more about this topic more. Defend the first guys, you know.
Yeah.
It's an amanah. Knowledge is, you know, there has to be trust in knowledge. So yeah, we have to, you know.
Okay. We're going to have to take a short break right now, but we'll be back just after the break to further our discussion. Don't go away.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest. We are on verses 1 to 5 of chapter 78 of the Quran. So we said that the great tiding that these verses are talking about are, one interpretation is that it's the Day of Judgment, and the other interpretation is Wilayat Ali ibn Abi Talib. You want to talk a little bit about Wilayat Ali ibn Abi Talib, and then also let's cover the idea about the Day of Judgment too.
Sure thing. Wilayat Amir al-Mu'minin alayhi salam, the allegiance of Amir al-Mu'minin alayhi salam, is a topic that I love to talk about. I wish I could talk about it my entire life. I want to defend it with my sweat and blood and my pens and my whatever, in any manner I can defend it. But I'm going to try to give out the response that this, when this question is put forward towards the people who interpretate the verse that the Naba' al-Azim, the great tiding, is a day of judgment. They state that no, they do believe that there is some kind of resurrection, right? But resurrection is two kinds. The resurrection with this hand, this body, this flesh that you have. And there's also the resurrection of only your spirit. So there are two kinds of, you know, ideologies out there about resurrection. So the Mufassireen, for example, Sheikh Mukarram al-Shirazi in Tafsir al-Amthal, states that no, what they mean by they differ upon the reality of this resurrection. Is there a resurrection or not? And if there was a resurrection, is it going to be like our bodies coming back? Or is it going to be what? Is it going to be only our spirits? And that's how they say that they differ upon it. But again, I emphasize on the fact that one should read the history first. One should read the geographical aspects to it first, to see who the Quran was talking to about, firstly. Secondly, to look at the beliefs of those people that were being, you know, spoken to, that were being talked about, the subjects of these verses, they should be known. Their belief should be known. It should be cleared out, to understand whether they did have these kinds of differences or not, or were these differences brought from the philosophers of Greek.
Okay, very short. The verses 4 and 5 say, nay, but they will know. Then indeed they will know. The verse uses the word kella, as if never. Abadan, I think it's a synonym of abadan. Never, they will never agree, apparently, on this. All right, thank you very much, Brother Habib, for your explanations on this program. We went through verses 1 to 3 of chapter 78 of the Quran. It's talking about a dispute among a group. And there are two interpretations to it. Apparently, one is the Day of Judgment, and the second is Wilayat Ali ibn Abi Talib, in which the people disputed about even during the lifetime of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alayhi wa sallam. There are different interpretations to these verses, I guess, and each one has its own merit. If you missed our program, don't worry. You can always download an archive from our website. Simply search IRIB English Radio Quran Quest. Until next week, and a lot of studying. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
ويبشر المؤمنين. يبكيون